Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I do think it's legitimate for political candidates to say, hey, this is something I would do differently. You know, just not every day, but to offer a different perspective on how they would handle things. And State Senator Amanda Chase is the one person who's out there now who has announced that she is running for governor of Virginia next year for the next election cycle. She's going to seek the Republican nomination. And she has decided to step up and say, hey, there are things I would do differently than Governor Northam, the Democrat, has done. And I welcome you to the program this morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. Under the circumstances, I just really, my heart goes out to especially New York that is going through such a trying time. We've got some Virginians. I even have family members hospitalized in Georgia with the coronavirus. So it's personal. And, you know, thankfully, you know, Virginia hasn't been hardest hit. But my concern is that, yes, it is coming to Virginia, and we do need to take some precautions as it heads this way.
Yeah. Well, we're about to see, well, we've gotten the unemployment numbers for the last week, and they are awfully high. I mean, I think it's the worst numbers we've ever seen for unemployment. We're going to talk to Mike Lavery in a minute about that. So, you know, we could continue with everything shut down, and which sounds like what Governor Northam is advocating. I don't want to put words in his mouth. And I'm not sure that we come out the other end of this, whether it's 1 month from now or 3 or 4 months from now, from the medical problem, and it's a survivable situation for a lot of people. What do you think?
Well, certainly. You know, and I don't feel like the solution should be worse than the initial problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my background is business, finance. My degree from Virginia Tech is business. So, you know, I think Governor Northam comes from this as a pediatric neurologist from a medical from the medical profession, and I think that's very important that we listen to our healthcare professionals. You know, I'm coming from this also. In addition, I'm one of the few members in the General Assembly that has the business background, and you know, I'm also looking at this, to your point, from an economic side, and that, you know, there are some things that I would do differently. And to begin with, I think it's important that we educate people, not mandate. You know, Trump had made some recommendations based on listening to the healthcare experts. And by the way, I've been on weekly conference calls with the White House, and President Pence is heading up the coronavirus health task team. And I've been in on those calls. And I will give the governor of Virginia credit. After I started having these calls with the White House, they've started having 3 times a week phone calls with the legislators. So I'm very thankful that he started doing that last Friday. I wish we'd done those sooner, but that's okay. So what he's done is he's taken Trump's recommendations, you know, the social distancing, which I agree with, you know, taking the recommendation that really we should keep it to 10 or less in groups, and turn that into a class 1 misdemeanor if you violate that. And so he's taken the president's recommendations and turn those people that violate that into, once again, into criminals. We've seen this consistent pattern from the General Assembly session where we are turning law-abiding citizens into criminals, and I'm not for that. So let me be clear on that. Mm-hmm. I think even in a crisis, as elected leaders, we must respect and honor people's constitutional rights. We need to do a better job educating the public, and we're starting to see more of that. I do feel like Virginians should take this seriously. I do think we should practice the social distancing. I do believe, however, that our policies should be consistent. Let me give you an example of that. You know, we looked at Executive Order 53, and which basically the government was picking which businesses should stay open and which businesses should close. And, you know, I look at the hypocrisy, if you will. You know, the gas stations, you know, they're not sanitizing the hand pumps. You know, you can go into the grocery stores. You know, there's not the social distancing going on there. Even at Costco, you know, there's no 6-foot rules being implemented, yet we've shut down every other business in Virginia. Oh, and by the way, the ABC stores are open. Mm-hmm. You know, just we've got to be consistent. If we're going to have a policy, we need to encourage our employers to take this seriously and give them the numbers and say, look, we as a community have to take into mind what the healthcare providers are telling us. And we need to work together to change our culture for a season. And I do believe there should be a light at the end of the tunnel. I know that the president has issued a 15-day recommendation. This is what we need to do to hopefully, you know, there's no cure for this. I mean, they've got some medications, and one of those they used on my second cousin when he was in the hospital, and thankfully he's been released. But now his 8-year-old granddaughter has been diagnosed yesterday with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. You know, we are seeing some more, you know, testing being available where people can self, mm-hmm. you know, do this test on their own. And we're going to see an increase of people being able to test themselves. But, you know, we have completely shut down the schools, and I don't agree with that. I think we should look 2 to 3 weeks at a time, evaluate the numbers, and take it 2 to 3 weeks at a time, like Alabama, Alaska, Arizona. There are other states that haven't closed until the end of the year, but they're looking at this weeks at a time.
Let me ask you about that, because I brought that up with the folks from the Department of Education yesterday. What is the governor saying to you all about that? Well, it does seem very reasonable to take it slow here. Why why that kind of, I don't know that it's draconian, but that type of, hey, let's just cut it off, school's over, I'll see you in September, maybe. Why did he do that?
Well, that was actually asked on the call yesterday, and they didn't have the right, the Secretary of the Department of Education on the call. We'll get an answer on Wednesday or Friday about that, because we specifically asked that question. I don't know what's going on with my voice here.
Okay.
But, you know, we are throwing family schedules upside down. And for, you know, and now we're looking back in retrospect and saying, well, you know, now we've got these essential workers, these healthcare providers that need healthcare for their kids. And now they're reopening the YMCs. You know, as a mom of 4 kids, I look at this, you know, when my kids were younger, they needed that consistent schedule. And when you're throwing in them now, you take them out of school, and now you're throwing them into an environment with health care, with school providers or child care providers they don't even know. I mean, that's recipe for disaster. I know that from being a mom.
Again, the solution might wind up being worse than what you were dealing with in the first place. Listen, I got to go. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I did want to give you a chance to come on, and I appreciate your perspective about it and the fact that you're, you know, stepping up to talk through some differences perhaps in the approach that Republicans and you in particular would take compared to what Governor Northam has done. And I think that's an important conversation to have, even if it's in the middle of this. You know, you've been not brutal to the guy, but just kind of a matter of fact. State Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield, one of the only Republican candidate for governor next year, at least at this moment. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.